Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back with me today. Okay, this is complete insanity. I'm going to share a personal story, very, very personal story with you today about what's been happening in my life this week, which is not good. However, we are dealing with it. And one of the things I noticed, I had a super stressful week, really a lot of anxiety, stress, because it has to do with my son. And I'll tell you, in those moments when your life it just feels like everything is going wrong, you're in shock, you're upset, and people send you emails saying, hey, why haven't you got back to me on this or that? Or a text saying, hey, I haven't heard back from you on this. The message I want to share today is this, that you never know what someone else could be going through. So try to lead with kindness anytime you reach out to people. And I'm going to remind myself of this too, instead of just sending curt emails, because you just don't know what shoe could have dropped in that person's life. And if you're not hearing back from someone, you never know. It could be something really hard. So this week, as I had mentioned, my son is away at camp. And it's academic camp, not some fun camp. He's not loving life. But on Wednesday, I got a phone call, and it was the school nurse, and he was in the emergency room, and he didn't have his phone, and they think his arm's broken, and they had no one I could call to speak to him. I didn't know who he was with. It was such an awful situation, knowing that my son is completely on the other side of the country away from me. I can't get to him. It was dark. It was at night. I don't know who has him, and there's no phone to reach him. So to say the next few hours were bad would be an understatement. It was, you know, I went on a downward spiral. I was able to get a hold of the emergency room doctor who told me that his arm was broken, but that he was taking good care of him and that he would be okay. But I still hadn't been able to speak to my son. And of course, like any mother, I went crazy and was calling the camp 900 times, emailing 900 times, demanding someone give him his phone so he can speak to me. Anyways, hours later, it seemed like a lifetime later, but it was a couple of hours, he got back to camp and they put him on the phone with me just to say hello for a moment before he had to go to bed. He was obviously very upset. And, you know, the next morning when I spoke to him, it was just heartbreaking listening to how scary it is for a kid to be alone somewhere, not have a phone, not have people that you know there to help you, to take you to an emergency room. I'm 47 and I don't want to go to an emergency room with someone I don't know, right? You want people who love you, who support you and encourage you around you. And it was really sad. However, I will say my son handled it better than I did. Gosh, I just never expected anything like this to happen. I never expected his health to be in jeopardy. I never expected him to have to go to an emergency room and need medical attention. It was an awful feeling of everything out of your control and someone that it's your job to care for and keep safe, and you can't help them. It was really hard. And my son handled it incredibly well that next day and said, you know, it's not ideal and it really hurts and my arm's swollen and he has to go get a cast later this week. He said, but, you know, I'm gonna be okay. He said, oh, well, remember when I broke my leg, Mom? I wonder which one's gonna be worse. He said, I think the broken leg, I had the cast on a lot longer than I'll have the cast on for this one. So he was trying to see the positives in it, which was a miracle because I couldn't even see straight for the first 24 hours. And then the next day, he had a really bad day. And luckily, I was starting to feel a little better. And so I was able to talk him off the ledge. But it's so important. You know, 24 hours can change so much in your life. It's insane. And the things that mattered, you know, a week before just don't seem to matter anymore. Or the way that you're feeling is so incredibly different. And to see how my son changed so much overnight. He had a bad night's sleep, of course, with the arm in a sling. It's not cast yet. And he's in so much pain and the swelling has not gone down. And for some reason, the pain was just a lot worse. So hearing how his actual physical circumstances hadn't changed, but his mindset changed incredibly, and he was really down. And so I tried to focus on the things that I do when things are going wrong, which is, number one, this is temporary, right? We all know that this is temporary. It is not going to stay this way. This too shall pass. This will change. Your arm will heal. You will get out of that camp. You will see me, right? Things are going to get better. You're not alone. And then I always try to focus on, what are we looking forward to? So, you know, looking forward to almost done with camp now, looking forward to the day that you get the cast on because you'll feel better, and then off because it'll be healed, and, you know, so excited for you to come home, and, you know, let's do a countdown. Anything to focus on where it is we're going and where we want to be, instead of really staying mired in where we don't like where we currently are. That has been very helpful to me. And he wasn't really buying it that much this morning because he was having a really tough time. But luckily, I got to speak to him again later in the day, and his whole demeanor had changed. He had had a good talk with a friend of his, and his friend was helping him carry his bags, and one of his teachers was really nice to him today, and he just sounded so uplifted. It just really reminds me that our mindset and our attitude towards everything is what we're always in charge of. And I certainly did not do a good job this week with mine. I did a horrible job because I completely lost it and acted like a lunatic. But we are all a work in progress. So what I wanted to do today, because I am so crazy for my son and so worried about my son right now, is in my first book, Confidence Creator, I wrote a chapter about my son and actually something my son taught me that's really powerful. So I want to read it to you today. Okay, it's chapter one, Confidence Creator. Remind yourself, Mom, can you write on my shoes? That's what my 9-year-old son Dylan asked me at 6:30 in the morning before school. I was rushing around the kitchen trying to make breakfast and get his bag packed before we had to fly out the door, and he's asking me to write on his shoes. What? Hurry up. We're going to be late. I saw that he was holding out one of his basketball sneakers and a Sharpie. I knew he had a game that night, but still had no idea what he was talking about. What am I writing? I want you to write, "You can do all things," on the bottom of my shoe. I think he saw the blank look on my face, so he explained. Mom, no matter how good you are and no matter how talented you are, every once in a while, you need to remind yourself. When you're in a tough spot, you have to remember who you are. You can't feel confident every minute of every day. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. How brilliant was this? I wrote out the phrase for him in marker on the bottom of his shoes and handed it back to him. He ran off and finished packing his bag while I watched him in stunned silence. I couldn't get over what had just happened. My son taught me the importance of reminders. I literally cried. I was 41 and still struggling with confidence. It took me years to learn how to believe in myself. He was 9, but he was already capable of creating a confidence safety net that he could turn to for support when he needed it.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
At the time, I was a CRO for a radio company. Because of my job and my role in various charities, I was often required to speak in front of large groups of people at functions. But it wasn't always easy for me. I would feel nervous before I had to take the podium. I'd look out over a sea of faces who were all staring at me, and I would feel doubt creeping. I would question myself. That's not a comfortable position to be in. Deep down, I knew that I was capable, but there were times I found it difficult to calm my confidence. Dylan was right. We need to support ourselves during challenging moments. So after that talk with my son, I took a page from his playbook. I started to write little reminders on my shoes whenever I found myself nervous about a big speech or attending a big meeting. 1 month later, I was asked to speak at a charity luncheon for an organization called City Year Miami. They mentor inner city youth to give them the direction they need to get through school without dropping out. Many of those kids didn't have a support system. Many were impoverished and living in very dark places. They were just trying to get by. It wasn't easy to have confidence and trust in yourself when growing up in that environment. So one thing I wanted to stress in my speech was that those kids could learn confidence. Confidence is a skill that can be learned and not one they had to be born with. What better way to prove that than by using myself as an example? At the end of my speech, I told that story about my son and the message he wanted me to write on his basketball shoe. I brought the actual shoe up with me to the podium. I even showed everyone the message that I had wrote on the bottom of my heels that morning. The very next day, I was sitting at my desk at work when I opened up my email and saw that my mailbox was filled with messages from my friends and coworkers who attended the luncheon. They had all sent me pictures of the notes they wrote on the soles of their shoes. I love me. I deserve better. I can do this. I am not alone. The messages went on and on. The ladies really got into it. Today, I write myself reminders on my computer, in my iPhone. I hide some in my clothes and around my house. I even have a picture frame that says, "Hello, gorgeous." I sometimes forget where I put them, so when I come across one, it will always bring a smile to my face. More importantly, those reminders have a lasting impact. We all need people who pick us up when we're down, but sometimes it's a job that we can do ourselves. Playing a role in our own rescue is the ultimate key. Sometimes it's as simple as having access to reminders. If you ever see me at an event, you can bet that I'll have a supportive message on the bottom of my heels. And that just reminds me that I need to send my son a text and remind him that he can do all things and he can get through this. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
Meet a different guest each week.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, so I received a question on my DM on LinkedIn. And if you ever have a question, shoot it to me, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at my website, wherever you want, shoot me a note. Okay, hey, Heather, I'm in a technical accounting role, and I've been trying to find ways to differentiate myself from the pack. Good idea. That's smart to do. It's sometimes challenging to be a bright pink crayon in a black and white crayon world. But that's excellent. That's good news that you're different, right? Embrace that. Celebrate it. How can you inspire to motivate those around you to get excited about things that frankly just aren't that fun? Leadership and inspiring others to think not just about where we are, but where we could be. This is an area that you shine in. Thank you. Recently, I posted on an item in a very serious reporting and the importance of non-financial metrics. I know it's not the most exciting of topics, no traction and no discussion on the post. Perhaps timing's everything. Maybe it's summer and people aren't checking in. I fell short of what I thought I could do with this. I'm reaching out to gain your perspective. Do you have any tips on how to promote engagement and get people excited and motivated regardless of topic or industry? Well, first of all, if something isn't exciting or interesting, it's not going to be exciting or interesting. So you have to find an audience that will be interested in what you're posting about. That's the key. You need to post interesting stuff. And I understand what you're saying. Your financial reporting isn't interesting, but maybe your take on it and your spin is, or maybe your personal story of how you got into the business and then highlighting parts of a certain report. You need to make it special, different, and unique. You can't just post the stats. Or if you are just posting stats to educate people, make sure you're using the right hashtags that's going to get you to the audience of people who want to consume that type of content, right? Think about who is your ideal avatar? Who is that ideal target audience? How can you reach them? What hashtags are they following? And then I'd suggest creating a pod, a group of people that are like-minded, all interested in the same kind of things, and you all support one another's posts, or you tag each other in the post to support one another or share. You know, be a part of a group. No one succeeds alone in this world. That includes me. That includes you. And you need to find groups of like-minded people that will support you and work together to help promote your post, to help promote the conversation that you're having. But again, challenge yourself to test, continually test, try, innovate, break things down, and try again. You know, take action and take messy action and try very different approaches with this, and you'll begin to figure out what works for you and what works for your audience. I am constantly testing, constantly looking at the data behind posts and conversations and emails to understand what is the right fit for my audience, and I really encourage you to do the same. There's no such thing as failing. Failing is not trying. So put yourself out there, put a unique spin on it, tell your personal story, Give behind the scenes and find that right audience, and your engagement will grow. Until next week, say a prayer for my son, please. And I hope to have great news next week and report back that it's been a wonderful week and that so much has changed in 1 week, which I know is totally possible. And also remember to write your note that you can do all things. I'm writing it for me, and I'm going to ask my son to write it on his shoes with the one hand he has that works right now. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. I'll be right there with you.
Stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about. Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.